Steve Dion here with thefinalscore.tv, here with head coach of the Mark Morris Monarchs, Bill Backemas. Bill, how are you doing today?
Outstanding. Yourself?
Hey, I'm doing great. And, you know, I'm just looking at the schedule right here, and it's hard to believe that we're past the halfway point in the basketball season, but here we are, and as we've seen for several years now, the Monarchs are atop the 2A GSHL ranks. So, you know, you kind of have an idea of the identity of your team. So why don't you give me an idea of, you know, some of your top players and just kind of the league as a whole?
Okay, well, the league as a whole probably has as much parity as it's had since I've been here. From top to bottom, you have a lot of teams that are pretty equal in ability. Woodland has a 6'10 kid. Ridgefield runs a really nice set of wrinkles offensively. Hudson's Bay is playing with some new energy. You know, so from top to bottom, the league just has a ton of parity. And I really believe that the league champion here will probably have two losses, hopefully not three. Mm-hmm. With that said, a few things about my ball club. We're led by our backcourt. Nick Rink is a returning starter from last year. Honorable mention player. And then Will Burghardt, who is a returning junior. And he was all conference last year for us. And so we start with a backcourt that's very experienced, and then our front court is not. Mm-hmm. So it's been a work in progress trying to get everybody on the same page. Even at the game 11 mark, it's still been a little bit of a struggle, really kind of refining what we do and finding our own identity. We like to run. We like to press. We'll shoot the three ball. I mean, we try to be as equal as getting the ball inside and outside as you can. But, you know, at times we kind of struggle with our youth and inexperience.
Had a bit of a bump in the road against Lake Stevens and Auburn over the holiday break. Tell me a little bit about those games and kind of what your guys have learned from and how they can, you know, take positive takeaways from that towards the end of the season.
Sure. Well, you know, I think the thing with Lake Stevens that was most surprising is that they physically – manhandled us. They were good on the boards, both offensively and defensively. Their defensive tenacity caused us trouble. And I just didn't think that we were, you know, we got knocked down on the canvas and we weren't able to get up, so to speak. We just, the game was closer than the score indicates, but, you know, they held us to 45 points and that was their doing. They played so well. You know, I give their coaching staff a lot of credit for their game plan. And
right.
So I challenged my guys the next day playing Auburn. And Auburn's kind of a unique team. They have a little bit of everything. They've got some quick guards, some good inside post players. They're well coached. They run their schemes with some, you know, with relative ease. And they jumped ahead early by 10. And then we were up by 6. So we had a little bit of a swing of momentum in play. But I really believe it came down to the fact that they're a little more savvy. And we were down by 6 with maybe 4 minutes to go, and we weren't able to connect. And they forced some turnovers on us. And again, it was more their doing and their game plan that disrupted what we wanted to do. So, you know, I give both those high school teams some credit for, you know, playing the game that you know, the way they wanted to play those.
And so you've just crossed the decade mark of your tenure down there at Mark Morris, and it's been successful really from start to finish so far. You know, what would you say are the keys to building and maintaining a successful basketball program that expands for an extended period of time?
Oh, that's a good question. I think the thing that's kind of unique about our school and our program is that, you know, I've always tried to surround myself with great people and people I want to be around. My coaching staff, you know, Steve Klokey's my assistant. He's been here for 18 years. Mike Polis has been a head varsity coach at the college level and at the high school level. And I got to coach both of his boys here at Mark Morris. The other people behind the scenes, you know, that do our youth, you know, our youth teams are really top notch. So, you know, from that standpoint, you know, that's the X and O's. I think that you need to have community buy-in.
Right.
We try to get our kids out there to do as many things out in the community and be as visible as they can. But not only to be visible, but give back to the community, whether we're delivering Christmas trees for Festival of Trees or we have a big Humane Society auction. Our kids serve dinner. So, you know, you do that, and I think the business people buy into what you're doing, and then they're not afraid to donate and give to your cause if you handle yourself in a classy way. So, you know, 23 or 24, I can't remember how many years I've been here, but it's, you know, Dave Denny kind of paved the road, and I just kind of followed what he did and built upon it a little bit more. But that'd probably be the key to our community and our school success.
We're joined here today by Bill Backmus, head coach of the Mark Morris Monarchs. Stay tuned for part two of our interview with him, and he'll give us kind of a more in-depth community aspect of his team.